Hi guys, and welcome to my podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the Loveland Frog. Before we jump into the lore of the Loveland Frog, I'd first like to talk a little bit about Loveland, Ohio, where this originates. Loveland was a city named after James Loveland, who operated a general store and a post office near the railroad tracks downtown. It was incorporated as a village in 1876, and again incorporated as a chartered city in 1961. Loveland started off as a well-known resort town, with its summer homes for the wealthy, earning the nickname Little Switzerland of the Miami Valley. Loveland was known for its paper mill nearby, as well as the strawberries and peaches that grew in the nearby Claremont County. The first known sighting of the Loveland Frog took place in 1955. Some versions of the story specify that the month was May. There are three different versions of that story, and they're only a little bit different. A businessman was driving along an unnamed road late at night. He was either driving out of a Branch Hill neighborhood, or he was driving along a poorly lit bridge, when he spotted three figures who stood erect on their hind legs along the side of the road, each 3 or 4 feet tall, with leathery skin and frog faces. This humanoid frog had wrinkles on its head where hair should be. The figures conversed with each other, says the businessman, until one of the creatures held a wand over its head and fired a spray of sparks, startling the observer into fleeing the scene. The next and most notable sighting of Loveland's Frogman happened in March of 1972, on two separate occasions. The first incident took place at 1 a.m. on March 3rd. It was a clear, cold night. Officer Ray Shockey was en route to Loveland when he thought he saw a dog beside the roadway. But the thing stood up, its eyes illuminated by the car's light, looked at him for an instant, turned, stood up, and leapt over a guardrail. Shockey saw it go into the embankment and into the Little Miami River. He described it as weighing about 60 pounds, standing about 3 to 4 feet tall, and having textured, leathery skin and a face of a frog or a lizard. The next sighting that month took place on St. Patrick's Day, when Officer Matthews was driving outside of Loveland when he had a similar experience. He thought he saw an animal laying in the middle of the road. He stopped to remove what he thought was a dead critter. Instead, when he opened his squeaky door, the animal got up into a crouched position, like a football player. The creature hobbled to the guardrail and lifted its leg over the fence, keeping an eye on Matthews the entire time. Nobody knows why, but Matthews decided to shoot it. He missed, and the thing did not slow down to stop to get shot at again and disappeared into the river. 2 weeks later, an area farmer told investigators he saw a large frog-like or lizard-like creature during the same month. Reports of the 1972 frogman had been hard on the witnesses. Years later in 1999, though, during local media interviews, Mark Matthews explained that he was tired of talking about the frogman and that he had seen was an iguana. But at the time, both witnesses definitely saw something that was upright and manlike, and lizard-like, and 4 feet tall. Doesn't sound much like an iguana to me. Growing up in Loveland, you hear a lot of stories about the Loveland Frog. The first time I heard this story was probably when I was going to kindergarten at the children's house. There only was preserved, of course, because the children's house is in Mason, and they just talked about a frog that lived in the river, and I thought that was normal, because of course frogs live in the river. But once I started going to Loveland Elementary School, the story became much more clear to me. Kids tell each other this story about the Loveland Frog, probably to scare each other, and I'm not gonna lie, it's a really spooky story. I'll kind of summarize it a little bit for the sake of the podcast, but If you're a Loveland native and you grew up when I grew up, you've probably heard a million different versions of the story. The short story basically goes, there were two people in kayaks going down the Little Miami River. Suddenly, the kayaks start to bump, not into each other, just onto something. And if you've ever kayaked the river, you know there's a lot of rocks. But these bumps were happening where the water was supposed to be deep. Of course, the two individuals were confused. Suddenly, the Loveland Frogman jumped out and grabbed one person's leg. Now, usually in the story, this person is a girl, but sometimes I've heard it told as a young boy. The Loveland Frog grabbed this individual's leg and drags them under. I don't know why kids feel the need to make it so scary, but a lot of them will make this part very gruesome. But basically, the person does not come back up. The other person, obviously freaked out, jumps out and tries to find them. They reach down into the murky water and they're looking around, trying to find their friend, of course, when the Loveland Frog grabs their leg. Grabs it! They somehow get away, and the trademark of this story is that that person made it to the bank with long scratches down their leg. Now, I have no idea why we told this story as kids, and I have no idea why we felt the need to make the Loveland Frog so murderous, but we did. And, like, I doubt anybody I know hasn't heard this story. We just don't believe it anymore, I suppose. My dad had a sighting of the Loveland Frog. He grew up in Loveland. He doesn't really talk about it, not because it's something he doesn't talk about, but because he probably doesn't believe himself. But he says that he was on the bus driving back from a field trip one day when he looked over and he saw a giant frog looking at him from the water. He says he just stared at the frog as he drove by in his big yellow bus and he never saw it again. And I don't know if that's just a childlike imagination, but I'd like to believe it's true. In recent years, the Loveland Frog has become that of a myth. Nobody really believes it anymore, and you can't blame them, but many people across the United States like to learn about it. There's probably 4 different podcasts about it, a bunch of YouTube videos, and it's common for Loveland teenagers to make satirical videos about looking for the Loveland Frog, which are hilarious. There's t-shirts of the Loveland Frog on a bike, which is probably a made-up story, but also a story nonetheless, of a sighting of the frog riding a bike. You can find t-shirts, you can find songs made about it, you can find pretty much anything. But is the Loveland Frog real? That's for you to decide.